December 19th, 2017, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. was tonight. Put away all your guns and knives. I am waiting, Lord,
Watch for Pedro show. Last day for me in my 50s. Brother Matt indisposed with his physical therapy for his hip surgery, his swimming. And so, man alone in my pad, but not totally alone, because via the magic of those engineers in Estonia. through their work with their Skype. Whoa, their Skype. Listen, man, it's a funny sound. You there, yeah. Josh?
Yes, okay. I'm here.
Yeah, Josh Hayden. We start off the show with John Coltrane doing Yesterday's Like Sunny. Then Spain from Lorelei. Yeah. Something Live from a new record. Actually, it's not the latest record, though. Isn't that right? You just put out another one.
We put out a live record that came out a few months ago, and the last studio album came out last year.
Okay. And you don't have another thing coming in the near future?
We're going to start recording after the first of the year, hopefully, brand new record in the studio with lots of different people playing on it. So I'm crossing my fingers it all works out.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk about that later. But let's talk about this live record. It's called Live at Love's?
Live at the Love Song.
Okay, and that was the name of the pad. You guys had a residency. Talk about this record, how it came to be, Josh.
Well, I wanted to, the last time we came off of tour, I wanted to keep playing as much as possible. So I called my friend Liz Garrow, who is one of the people who runs Spaceland, and asked her if she had any ideas for a place we could do a residency, like play once a week or something. And so she hooked us up at this little bar downtown LA called The Love Song, and we played there every Tuesday night for like a year. And we had all these great players to join us, like Bill Frisell and my sister Petra and Xander Schloss and Bob Bruno from Best Coast and a lot of people, Craig Haynes, Roy Haynes' son. Like so many great people came and are still coming to play with us at the residency. And so I decided, then my friend Nate Potker, I think you know Nate, he was bringing his recording equipment and recording a lot of the shows, and I thought
we
should do something.
I know Nate records. He does drawings.
Yeah.
He's a friend of Martin Wong's.
Exactly. And he's really good engineering, too, and producing. So my record label in Germany called Glitterhouse heard that I wanted to put out one of these, one of the nights we did, and Glitterhouse said, we want to put that out on vinyl. So then it turned into a whole nother level of, I decided to compile kind of like the best of the performances over the year and put that out. So it's a pretty long record. It's like 2 hours long or something. And so there's songs that we played through, starting from one of our first shows with Petra in May of last year till pretty recently, like last November or something. I might have the dates wrong, but so Glitterhouse put it out on vinyl, and I put it out digitally and on CD.
So 2 hours on vinyl, it must have been a double album.
Yeah, it's a double album.
And the pieces themselves are pretty long.
Yeah. I think the longest piece is 20 minutes long.
I think it's 22 minutes. Blue, World of Blue.
World of Blue, yeah.
Was there any guests on Lorelei?
I don't think we had a guest on that one. That was just the trio, me and Kenny Lyon and Danny Frankel.
Okay, so the basic band was a trio.
Yeah.
And you've been playing bass regular now in Spain.
Yes. And also Sean Sullivan might have played keyboards on that night.
Okay.
Sean joins us on a lot of the nights. Most of them, actually.
Okay, so you're a four piece, and then you have Jeff.
Yeah.
And Danny, how long has Danny been playing with you?
He's been playing with us since like 2012, I think, for so a long time.
Yeah.
I think actually 2014. So when I released Sergeant Place, he started playing the live gigs in L.A. to support it.
Yeah.
So it's been like 3 years.
You going to take him into the studio?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Danny's a great drummer, man, and person.
Yeah, he sure is.
And in fact, this is an aside, listeners, but Josh has got an idea for a project called Egua. It almost happened last year. Maybe 2018 we'll be able to do this, which is Danny, myself, and him.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready.
Completely improvised. Just ran out of time, but I think we can do it in 2018 here in Pedro at Casa Hanzo. No problem.
Cool.
Anyway, back to the record here. I'm going to play this untitled number one. I mean, what kind of title is that?
Well, I just couldn't think of a title for it. That's really the story.
But do you have more than one? Because it's number one untitled. There's several untitled?
Yeah. Okay. At the time, I had like 200 of them, like untitled, 158. And
oh, my God. And this is the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. What can you tell us about this tune?
Oh, it's probably, I wrote it in the early 90s, and it's probably one of our most requested songs when we play live, and people seem to like the song more than most of them. It's just about a person who's, well, specifically I was thinking of someone who's released from prison or a prison type of situation. And they've served their time, but they know that there's still something in them that's guilty or that is bothersome, that they can't seem to shake it.
Haunts it.
That's what the song's about. Yeah.
Okay, let's listen, Josh.
Ah. sun. Be there when the darkness comes to swallow. We all know sunset starts at dawn.
Pedro Show. Yeah, we heard Untitled Number 1 live at downtown L.A. at the Love Room, Spain.
Yes.
And from Japan, a band called Nick Fit. I think Nick Fit was the name of a Minor Threat tune that I think maybe Sonic Youth covered it. Blank Seat. And then you pop Charlie Hayden with his... Liberation Orchestra doing the Quinto Regimento, 5th Regiment, which has got some
nice.
I mean, he's got, it starts with that guitar and then all the movement of the band, and then it gets into that bass thing at the end. It's very, very inspiring. La Ciudadela Dos Ante El Líder from Antonio Ramirez, Marco Serrato, Mara Diaz, and finally Maya and the Revolutionary Hell Yeah with Winter Sun. Maya and the Revolutionary Hell Yeah is going to open up tomorrow. Going to play in the city at Ramona, the bottom of the hill. Drive 400 miles. But, you know, come on. How many times do you turn 60? So. And Tom Watson's going to join me and my second man, so it's going to be a strange kind of quartet. Everybody taking turns. We're going to have a big prac tonight. Getting back to this live record. So, originally you wanted to do one night and release it, but then you went and had several nights, like 50, right? So Nate must have made a lot of the recordings. Is that right, Josh? Josh.
Yeah, it took a long time. It was very, it kind of like bordered on being frustrated with how much material I had to listen to. Making the decisions of like what to include.
Josh. Was there a lot of different tunes, or was there a lot of different versions of the same tunes?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. There's actually a track that Joe Baiza plays on that that made it on vinyl, but we couldn't fit it onto the CD. I didn't have the money to do a double CD, so I had to take one track off. The Joe Baiza one made the most sense as far as the timing, but it's on the vinyl version. I'll send you a vinyl copy when I see you.
Yeah, that'd be neat. But the problem was the fidelity. It was pretty consistent, right, Nate? Had good sounds every night.
Yeah.
It's more the executions.
It was more the executions. I recorded some nights where Nate couldn't make it, and I just recorded it myself, and it didn't. The fidelity wasn't really up to par.
So it wouldn't match. The
ones that Nate did they're good enough to release. Like the fidelity is, it's not like professional. It's not recorded with professional equipment, but I like the energy and the spirit of it, and I think that makes up for the high fidelity that's some people might complain about. It's too lo-fi sounding.
I think it sounds pretty good. He just used a stereo XY.
Yeah, well, he used those Roland wave recorders. They're like handheld with stereo mics.
Right on the unit.
And he had like three of those, and one that was plugged into the soundboard, and he just put them all together afterwards in editing.
Ah, yeah, because that's a problem with the soundboard.
Mm-hmm.
Because the stuff that's loud in the room ends up little on the recording.
Yeah.
But when you combine both, I know some people, whether you call them tapers, you know, they go to gigs with microphones and their eyeglasses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's a whole, in fact, what is it, archive.org, lots of recordings, even of my own stuff. And, there's a big a variance, you know, between, like, bootleg, what you were saying, lo-fi, and then, yeah. I don't know. I really like the sound of the record, and I like the performances.
Cool. And,
are you being paged?
Yeah. No. that's my nephew.
Yeah. And that's the cat you had to give the ride. You know, do you remember seeing Liberation Orchestra?
Oh, yeah, several
because
times.
I wanted to say that's how I met Nels Klein, because he was playing nylon string Spanish guitar for your pop.
Yeah, at McCabe's.
That's right, at McCabe's.
I remember that night.
And D. Boone was a big into playing nylon string Spanish guitarist guy, Ray Mendez Lopez, and Pedro here showed him flamenco and stuff. And I don't know, there was just something sympathetic right there. And so I asked him to open up, the next time I played that pad. What was his name, John Chaloux?
Yeah, John Chaloux.
He passed away, right?
Yeah, he did.
Cancer or something. He was a very kind man to me.
Yeah, he sure was.
Wow. He put, you know, this... People you might not know, but McCabe's was this little, mainly acoustic kind of guitar place in Santa Monica, around the border with West L.A., and the acts that John had everybody play up there.
Yeah.
It was so great. So great. And the whole idea of genre and that stuff was out the window with him. He was inspiring me. And, remember we do the jam with your pop... little man with a gun in his hand, the Minuteman.
That's right.
And that's a John Chaloux idea.
It's pretty intense.
I remember, because your pop had that, I think it was a 200-year-old stand-up. A beautiful sounding instrument, but no amplifier. But we brought the tune down. I felt so bad. He was whacking at it, man, to keep up with this, but of course we had amplifiers and drums, you know, even though we were just three. And then when it came to the middle part of that, because that tune we used to stretch out in the middle, and we got John Chaloux to thank for it. God, I remember
being
upstairs, there was like the dressing room, right backstage, right? It was upstairs, and there was a giant bass mandolin. Kind of tripped me out because, of course, it being a mandolin, it has frets.
Yeah.
And I've never seen a bass that big with frets.
Yeah. You're always Mando thinking, bass.
Yeah, well, you always think of Leo Fender, right? The P bass in the early 50s. But actually, they go way back. They're even tuned in fourth, different than fifth. You know, most mandolins are tuned like violins and violas. And,
yeah.
And they had these orchestras, you know, that were only mandolins.
Yeah, my grandparents were...
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, my grandparents were founding members of the Los Angeles Mandolin Orchestra, mom's parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your ma. Yeah.
My grandfather played a mando bass, one of the...
One of these things,
about.
Okay. I mean, they're big. Yeah. They're as big as a stand-up, but they look like one of the... This one looked like a frying pan mandolin, just steroided up, and frets, giant frets.
That's right.
And round, wound strings, not gut. And that's what I always think of when I think of the caves. Also, there was a little window you could look down on the stage from.
Right.
A little crow's nest. So, God, I must have played there a bunch of times. But maybe the last time, I don't know, 15 years ago? I think Sid Straw had me come and play some songs with her. That's how vital people are, you know. So it was a big, even though I hadn't seen John Shalhoub in a long time, it was still a big hit for me when I read about that.
Yeah,
Kind Cat. When did Spain start?
1994.
Okay, so this is like 10 years after that. Okay. Or before that, sorry. I think you might have still been a treacherous jaywalker.
Yeah. treacherous jaywalkers ended in like 1991. And then
When did they start?
Treacherous started like 1986.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe 85. Maybe 1985.
So, okay, you were just becoming a treacherous
jaywalker.
People, it's the December 19, 2017 edition of Walk for Peter's Show, special guest Josh Hayden. Hold tight for hour two. December 19, 2017. It's the second hour of the Walk for Pedro Show. Every
saw, she is blurred in sleep. She is fat, half dead, the rest is freewheeling. Part the black shag, the pelt is ash road. Snarl and howl, the wood wake all the birds. Hound the harlots out of the ferns. The stand fool twilight threshing in the brake, bleeding to be bloody. This crapulent hush tear its heart out. In her dreams she trembles again, way back in the dark old days, panting in the claws of the pins in the stress of her hour. The bag writhes, she thinks she is dying. The light fails, it is time to lie down. Clue bay fat of Santic flowers. Krog, Patrick, Wayne, Hindu, and Spite, a pilgrim. She is ready. She has lain down above all the islands of glory. Straining now this Sabbath evening of garlands with a yo hove of able-bodied swans. Out from the doomed land, their wreaths of treasures. In a hag she drops her young. The whales in Blacksod Bay are dancing. The asphodels come running the flags after. She thinks she is dying. She is ashamed. She took me up onto a watershed, whence, like the rubrics of a childhood, behold me shining through a chink in the hills, pauses of larches there is no going back on, a rut of tracks in the streams fleeing to the sea, kindergartens of steeples, and then the harbor, like a woman making to cover her breasts, and left me. With whatever trust of panic we went out, with so much shall we return. There shall be no loss of panic between a man and his dog, bitch though he may be. Sodden packet of churchman, muzzling the carn, it is worse than dreams. The light brandy slut can't be easy, this chronic earth. All those phantoms shuddering out of focus. It is useless to close the eyes. All the chords of the earth broken like a woman pianist's. The toads abroad again on their rounds, sidling up to their snares. The fairy tales of mirth ended. So say your prayers now and go to bed. Your prayers before the lamps start to sing behind the larches, here, at these knees of stone, then to bye-bye on the bones.
Watford Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Spain from the new live album, Every Time I Try. What can you tell us about that, Josh?
That's a song I wrote for a movie called The End of Violence. It was a Wim Wenders film. And that's another song that the fans seem to like. And on the live record is Ryan Qualls playing drums, who's this is like his favorite song to play when he plays with us. So I thought it would be cool to include it in the record.
Danny took a break.
Yeah, so occasionally Danny can't make the shows for different reasons. So I have a
cadre. Yeah, he's out in the desert, huh?
Huh?
He's out in the desert.
Yes, he lives in Joshua Tree.
Yeah, which is pretty neat, pretty trippy place. I think if I could live in Pedro, I think I would live out there. I don't know why, it's completely different, but some ways it resonates in me. So, but this cat used to play with you before, Danny?
No, actually, Ryan, we met when we started playing at the Love Song because Ryan... Okay. is a bartender there and a manager. So that's how we met. He just turns out to be a great drummer too.
Yeah, by the way. What a trip. And there in the room, you guys don't have a big old sound system, right? You guys probably have enough to work the room with what you have.
Exactly.
Yeah. God, I gotta go. Yeah, what streets are it? Is it on?
It's on Main Street. It's between 4th and 5th.
God, right.
And it's inside, if you know the Regent Theater.
Sure.
If you go inside the Regent Theater, it's the first door on your right. So it's like part of the building that the Regent Theater is in.
Wow, yeah. Arcade. We even have an arcade in Pedro. In the old days, they'd have these, inside things.
Yeah. It's a really old building. It's like from the 20s. It's really beautiful.
Right. Let me tell you what else we heard. Guided by Voices, Escape to Phoenix. And then a Phoenix band, Exterminators, a long time ago. Don Bowles. Serena II. But this was, when they came back together. I think it's two brothers. And Chris played the bass because they were missing him. Chris from the Neat Puppets. And then finally, From the Dust, live from the Love Room, Spain. You know, I was thinking, From the Dust, because there's a story from John Fante with Pedro in it called Ask the Dust.
Yeah.
Okay, I love you for me. What can you tell me about From the Dust?
It's sort of like there's a quote from the Bible that says, from the dust we're born and to the dust we return.
Oh yeah, from dust to
dust. And that always, I'm not like a particularly religious as far as having a single belief, but that always kind of stuck with me, and I thought I'd write a song about it.
Yeah, from the dust.
And also,
I
kind of had in mind, Fiddler on the Roof. Oh, actually, this book I love called Last Temptation of Christ. And
Martin Scorsese made a movie out of it.
Yeah, and it's not in the movie, but in the book, there's one of the characters is like talking about. The people of this little town are on the rooftops crying and screaming about mortality and calling out to God, why are you doing this to us?
It's not fair.
It's not fair. And I put that in the song too from that book, but it is not clear in the song. But okay. That's where I got the inspiration from.
Yeah, Job is sort of like that.
Yeah.
We're going to play this that Nobody Has to Know.
Cool.
Anything you want to say about it before we hear it?
Yeah, it's a song about, kind of the humanity of relationships, and that relationships don't always go the way people might want them to, and some, you know, like, desire or love can be placed in more than one directions at the same time, and that's just how humans are, and that's what I wrote about. I don't know if it makes sense, but
nobody has to know, but everyone knows.
Right, exactly.
Did you have any guests on this?
I'm sure I did. I don't remember who played on that one. Oh man.
Or that version. Yeah. Well, let's listen anyway, Jeff.
Thank you. much. We're going to take a short break and return with more music for you.
Watch for Pedro Show. Yep. Like I told you, nobody has to know. Live from Spain. Then David Gerard out of Massachusetts with Circuitry. And we were just talking off the air about this other song from the new Live Spain album, The Love Room Downtown LA, Tangerine. And me knowing a tune that Nino Day made famous, Ped Bone brought me many times to see her sing this. Inspiration, you know, when you see older people still playing gigs, like I remember Elvin, you know, and a lot of cats playing Max all the way. That's like no retirement.
That's right.
So what you want to say?
That's right. There's no such thing as getting old for musicians. You just keep
right.
playing.
Your pop never retired, right? He just kept
no.
playing.
Yeah. I'm going to keep going. When I'm 60, I'm going to turn 50 in a few months.
Okay.
And when I'm 60 and 70 and 80, I'm still going to be playing. So, and I'm going to be getting better, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm into that. I mean, physically, probably your fingers get lamer. Maybe not as much high notes.
True. That's true. But you know,
that's not a good enough reason to stop you, I think.
Exactly. Everybody has limitations. You just have to, you know, make the limitations your assets.
Yeah. Well, it's part of the journey, too, I think. There's no way that you stay the same traveler.
Exactly.
As you go down the path, you know. And like when you're little and playing, different than in your middle, different probably
yeah.
than the last act. Act four. I don't know how many acts there are. Five acts, three acts, one act play for some people. God, sometimes when I think of D Boone, I was not really though, because I always knew him as a boy. So D Boone was more like two acts, or maybe three, four. I guess it's just the way you cut it. But Tangerine,
yes,
for you, was it me?
It's well, I got the title from this movie called Tangerine that came out a couple years ago, and it was filmed entirely on an iPhone, and.
Oh. What's he called?
The movie itself, it seemed like the filmmakers, it was such a great movie, and to me it seemed like the filmmakers didn't know what they were doing, or they were just improvising and doing things differently, but having ideas just as they were going along, and that really inspired me about how I'm looking at songwriting, how I've been looking at songwriting lately, which is, you know, I don't want to have songs that are completely written from beginning to end before I go in the studio. I just want to come up with ideas and go, like, the night we play the song for the first time, don't even play it for the musicians, don't practice it, just say, this is what the song sounds like. Let's just start playing and see what happens. And that's how Tangerine evolved over time. We've been playing this particular song a lot at the Love Song, and it solidified through just playing it at the gigs and not rehearsing. And that's kind of how I've been approaching songwriting. So the movie had a lot to do with that, so I just called the song Tangerine after the movie.
So you're into, like, enabling more chances of possibility.
Exactly. Improvisation and the opportunity for things to happen that wouldn't normally happen if everything was just, like, to a click track and written out ahead of time.
Sure, sure. Well, I dig it. We're at the end of the second hour, December 19th, 2017, Dish Walk Pedro Show, special guest Josh Hayden. Hold tight for hour three. December 19th, 2017, it's the third hour of the Walk for Pedro Show. Woo.
Leave me here, left to die.
the pouring rain. I knew I would never see you again. Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. Started the third hour off with Spain live at the Love Room. Spiritual.
You know, yes.
We were talking about From the Dust, kind of spiritual.
Yeah, that was a great recording with Petra. And then there is this group of ladies in the back who were dressed like they were, I don't know, they were either, well, it was nighttime, so they must have been coming back from a wedding or something, because they were dressed really nice. And we played this song at the end of the night, and they started singing along with it. So in the back of the room, you could hear, like, they must be from singers in church or something, because their harmonies were so great. You can hear them singing in the background on the in the recording.
Wow.
And that's never happened to me before.
Unsolicited contribution.
So I was like, this, exactly.
That's so great. Well, that's, and what a tune, too, you know. The Schizophrenics with 2017, which is pretty soon almost done. And the Ray of Light, this from the new live album. What can you say about the Ray of Light?
That was a great night, because Bill Frisell sat in with us.
Yeah.
So there was Bill Frisell, the jazz guitarist, my sister Petra, and Xander Schloss on Bouzouki. And that was just a great night.
In Ray of Light? Is that an old tune?
Yeah, that's a really old tune.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I wanted to write a blues song. It's just cut pretty straightforward, kind of a bluesy track.
Well, speaking of blue, last tune we're going to play from this album, World of Blue, the longest tune of the collection.
Yeah.
It's like 22 minutes or something.
That's a song that I've been playing live a lot. And it's really kind of a spaced out, trippy jam that can go anywhere. And I really like Bob Bruno. He's a guitar player who I've known for a long time, but he's probably best known now for being the guitar player of Best Coast. And he has like this huge pedal board and all these effects, and this song just sounds crazy with him playing on it. And I mean, it's a pretty wacky, out there song to begin with, and this version's pretty spacey.
Okay, let's listen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show, last music for this edition, World of Blue, live, Spain, the brand new live album, Live at Love Room. And then we heard the Fluffers Union with Tennessee and Naked Waltz. So the next plan now is to go into the studio.
Yeah, and we still play the Love Song. We play the last Thursday night of every month. So if you're in L.A. or if any listeners are in L.A., the last Thursday of the month, you can come to the Love Song and check us out. It's a free show, and you never know who's going to show up and what to expect. It's usually pretty fun.
And what about when you go into the studio? Is it going to be all new stuff?
Yeah, it'll be all new stuff. The stuff that we've been working out live, like Tangerine, and there's another song that's not on the record, that's not on the live record, called Blue Line, that we play a lot, that I really love playing. And some other stuff, and then newer ideas that I've been having recently, and I hope to get in the studio early next year, like first couple of weeks of January, hopefully.
What's Pad?
I'm not sure yet. That's what we've been trying to figure out.
In the studio album you did before this live one, where did you record that?
That was actually recorded at Kenny Lyon, our guitar player. It was recorded in his apartment at the Gaylord Apartments in Koreatown.
Sure, that's famous building.
Yeah, and also we recorded in Joshua Tree at Danny's house.
Danny Frankel, the drummer. Man.
Yeah, Danny Frankel's house. And his house, he has this house that's just like perfect for recording drums. It has these slanted ceilings, and the acoustics are great. And
oh, no parallel surface, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think Danny's a sensitive guy. You'd think he would go for the good sounds.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So you're still sizing up pads.
Exactly, and yeah.
And then you use these, not the residency's just one day a month, but you're still using this to work out stuff, too, because, you don't want tunes all the way figured out when you go in.
Right.
It's a new approach to your... Right. What about guests? You think there's going to be guests on this record?
Oh, yeah. There'll be guests like the... Like people who've been playing pretty regularly with us at live shows will be playing.
What about the producer thing? Oh, we lost you.
I was saying Matt Demerit plays sax on the record and plays saxophone a lot of the nights. Matt Demerit's gonna play on the new record. I hope. And Sean Sullivan, my sister Petra, other folks who have been playing with us, too. Xander Schloss, I hope.
What's Xander been playing with you?
He's been coming in, plays, brings us Bouzouki.
Yeah. Bouzouki. Bouzouki's got his sound. What about the new Hayden triplets? I know, a little off subject, but do you know anything about that?
Yeah, they've been recording at Woody's studio, Vox, and it's been going really well.
Okay.
Oh, they record practically every day, so the
and
reports are it's going.
And the stuff is like stuff your grandpa wrote?
Yeah, stuff that my dad's father wrote.
Yeah.
And other songs from that era.
Yeah, very interesting. I can't wait
the
to hear
bluegrass also, and country.
Right. Because that's actually the roots of Yodeling Cowboy Charlie.
That's right.
You know, I tell people that they can't believe it, but one life is a journey, you know. There's all kinds of places. Music is beautiful that way. And I want to wish you all the luck with the new album. I love the live thing. I think in a strange way, it might be part of the studio album. You taking that year to do stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, I think so too.
And I just wish you all the luck and can't wait to hear it when it does come out. Please, let's come on the show and talk about it like we did here.
Wow, great. Thanks, Watt. I appreciate it.
Oh, no. It's quite all right, you know. It's a big, big honor. We were saying earlier in the show, going all the way back to the Treacherous Jaywalkers.
That's right.
You're only 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in my mind, you were always the young spiff, but I think you're more of a peer now. So I'm very inspired and yeah,
well, I
energized with your spirit, because 2018 is the year of writing and recording for me also.
Likewise, it'll be a good year.
Okay. Hope to see you soon in the flesh. Till then, keep on keeping on, Josh. Everybody, it's been
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. December 19, 2017 edition of Walk for Pedro Show, my last edition of Walk for Pedro Show until my 60s.
Oh, man. So momentous show.
Okay. So thanks again for being on, Josh. And all you people out there, keep your powder dry.